And on to our final story in the top five. Bahrain's main opposition party, the Al-Wafaq, says lawmakers from 37 countries have called for the release of its Secretary General, Sheikh Ali Salman. The Al-Wafaq National Islamic Society says that 83 parliamentarians from around the world have supported a joint appeal calling for the immediate release of the detained opposition leader. The appeal also calls on the Bahraini regime to drop charges against Sheikh Salman. The signatories have urged their governments to demand that Manama comply with its obligations under international human rights laws. Sheikh Ali Salman was detained in late September, or December, I should say. He's been charged with inciting regime change through force and hate mongering. Al-Wafaq has rejected the charges as malicious and outright lies. Sheikh Salman has called on the people not to remain silent against the Al-Khalifa regime's misconduct. Said Yusuf Al-Muhafta is vice president of Bahrain Center for Human Rights, joining us from Berlin to share his thoughts with us. So we have Sheikh Salman in detention. We have Maryam Al-Khawaja, Zainab Al-Khawaja, their father, a number of activists, not to mention all these prisoners, which are now political prisoners. And yet you have Britain coming out announcing that they're going to have a new naval base there. And of course, the U.S., who both, in a sense, are not condemning what is occurring. Where can these parliamentarians go to then, these lawmakers, I should say, from 37 countries, to have their case heard? Yes. Do you have me, Said Yusuf Al-Muhafta?
Yeah, just the last thing, I did not hear you very well.
Well, I'm wondering where these lawmakers can go to make their case be heard.
Yeah, I mean, Sheikh Ali Salman is a prisoner of conscience, and he was arrested just because of his opinion and his thought, and that he's calling for democracy and freedom in Bahrain, and that's why now he is in jail, and all other activists in Bahrain. If you talk about democracy in Bahrain, you will be in jail. If you talk about freedom, and if you tell the media about what's happening in Bahrain, you will be in jail. And that's why you can see now most of the activists in Bahrain, whether in jail or in exile, like myself and other activists.
So my question here is, the UN body, is that a forum where they can turn to? How can they continue making their voices heard? Because coming out once in condemnation is not suffice to have Sheikh Ali Salman be released.
I mean, right now, also the UN have spoke out about Sheikh Ali Salman and other human rights organization like Amnesty. They released a report demanding his immediate release, and they say that he is a prisoner of conscience. As long as many MPs also, they have called for his release, because it's clear for everybody that this leader, who is a peaceful leader, calling for, struggling for democracy in Bahrain, and that charges against him is not acceptable, and no one will believe that Sheikh Ali Salman is calling for violence. It's clear that it's a propaganda from the government to silence and suppress all these activists. And even we in Bahrain Center for Human Rights, we issued a statement also demanding his immediate release, as he's a prisoner of conscience and he shouldn't be punished for his practicing of his freedom of expression in Bahrain.
Thank you very much for that, Said Yusuf Al-Muhafta, Vice President of Bahrain Center for Human Rights, there talking to us from Berlin.